Time to try and get a hold of Captain John from Daybreak Charters. I heard he's fishing right now, but he said he would be more than happy to take our call today. So let's see if he's got signal where he's at, and we can chat with him about the fishing on Lake Superior here. So let's dial up Captain John at Daybreak Charters of Marquette.
Daybreak Charters.
Captain John, how are you, buddy?
Good, Adam. How you doing?
A little birdie told me you might be out on the water right now.
Yes, we are. It's absolutely beautiful out here. Absolutely dead calm. Beautiful day.
So I'm assuming because you got cell service, you're fishing local near Marquette.
Yep. We're not real far from the marina. We didn't come out until about 10 o'clock this morning. We just came out for a little midday, a couple hours, just to see if we could scrounge up a few. That's all.
Okay. And you're out with some buddies, some friends?
Yep. I got some friends up from downstate, so I brought them out for a few hours during the day here to.
Didn't want to interrupt, a paying client, I guess is what I'm saying.
No problem at all.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm really anxious to talk to you. I want to see how things have been going out at Standard Rock. I want to see how things are going locally. What have you been seeing out there? So I'll let you start where you will.
Yes. Well, we've been doing a lot of trips to Rock lately, and it's been pretty darn good. The fishing's been pretty consistent. The water temps now are up to pretty much in the high 50s. The last trip we made out was Monday. And the water temps on the surface were in the high 50s. The fish are moved up into a lot of the shallow areas real thick. So it's been real good. It's been right about what it should be this time of year out there. We're seeing quite a few nice fish, nice size fish. And spoons have also been working much, much better than they have been. The last number of trips, we've probably doubled the amount of fish we had on spoons versus jigs.
Versus jigs, is that what you said?
Yep. Correct. Okay. Yep, the casting spoons have been on fire the last couple of trips out there. There's a lot of fish up suspended, and when that happens, those spoons are usually the ticket.
All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what specific spoons have been the most deadly?
The casting spoons out there, my two favorites are that watermelon moonshine and the flounder pounder moonshine, which are both trolling spoon patterns as well, but he's got them on the 1 ounce casting spoons in there. Those are by far my two favorites. Some days we like a little orange and, a few other colors as well. But between those two spoons, that's all I really need.
Now, can you tell the folks that may not know what a moonshine casting spoon is modeled after? Can you give an example of something? Is it more like a KO Wobbler or a Cleo?
It is. It's kind of like a KO Wobbler, a little bit longer. We use the biggest size he makes, which are the 1 ounces. They're about two inches long and 1 ounce. They're all silver on the back, and then there's the famous moonshine gold thing on the front, which I just love. So.
Now, do you charge those up any specific way or in the middle of the day, or do you just charge them up in the morning and the evening?
Just sunshine. Because you're not trolling, you're casting these, you're bringing them up above the water every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So you bring them up above the surface, and that's enough time in the sunlight to charge them right up. So really, we're not too late. First thing in the morning, we might hit them with a glow light once or twice. Before the sun comes up, if we get out there early. But once the sun's up, the natural light is plenty enough to charge them.
And we'll get back into this conversation with Captain John in our next Outdoor Report. Talk more about local fishing near Marquette or inshore trolling and find out what specific spoons have been working. So stay tuned for our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.